The Ironbirds come into tonight's game on a three-game winning streak. They won last night's series opener against Greenville 6-2. They never trailed, and it was a commanding win to start this 12-game homestand. What's up, everybody? My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, the Birds are going for four in a row tonight. They are 57-52 overall. They are 23-20 in the second half, just a half game out of first place and a half game out of a playoff spot. On the flip side, Greenville is 50-59. The Drive are 24-20 in the second half. Four games out of a playoff spot, but they are in second place in the South Division. Well, I'll get you the starting lineups and the starting pitching matchup after the national anthem. But first, I've got a pregame interview with tonight's starting pitcher, Zach Fruit. Always fun talking to Zach. Always has some great stuff to say. So this is an interview that I recorded with Zach from the last homestand, talking about his performance and appearance in the Ironbirds combined no-hitter a few weeks ago and just some things that are going well for Zach this season. So a really fun conversation. Hope you guys enjoy it. And then we'll pick back up after on the Ironbirds broadcast network. So here's my conversation with Ironbirds starter, Zach Fruit. Michael Mark Cantonini here with Ironbirds right-handed pitcher Zach Fruit. And Zach, a couple of weeks ago, you were part of Ironbirds history. You pitched in the third no-hitter in team history and the first in this ballpark here in Aberdeen. First off, what does it mean to you to have started that game and been a part of it?
That's news to me. I didn't know it was the first in this ballpark. But that's pretty special, especially with the guys that we got to do it with. And then Rhett's behind the dish. I mean, he called one hell of a game. I don't think it really starts with him. And then nobody really talks about the play that CY made up the middle to start the game, to dive and play it short. So, like, it really is all-around team effort there. And then, of course, I had my girlfriend out the field, one of the few games she came to this year. So it really was just a perfect night.
So talking about, you know, the play that CY made, the job that the other guys did after you on the mound, Retzbach behind the dish. Just overall, you know, when that final out was recorded, what were your emotions and reaction?
It was kind of like unreal. Like, you really weren't expecting it to go that far into the ninth inning, but I think it was Verbitsky that closed it out. He came in, threw strikes, was pumping heat, and struck the last guy out, which made it pretty easy. We didn't have to stress about a ground ball or something crazy like that.
So if you remember, I mean, maybe it was all a blur, but, you know, who were you sitting next to in the dugout and, you know, you hopping over the railing and then going to celebrate? What was that like?
Yeah, I think I was with Lloyd and Preston. We were just like, shh, like, don't say nothing yet. But no, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. So have you ever been a part of a no-hitter either as a pitcher growing up or, you know, as a position player at some point?
Yeah, I threw one my first start of my senior year. But other than that, that's the only one. But that was only seven innings. So I really don't count seven-inning no-hitters. But, yeah, that was the first nine-inning no-hitter I've been a part of. Yeah.
So during your outing, you went 4 2/3 starting the game. Were you paying attention at all to the hit column up on the scoreboard?
No, honestly, no. Like, we were just going out there trying to do our execution goals of two-strike execution stuff. And it just so happened that everything was pretty on that day, and it came off to a no-hitter at the end.
When did you realize that, you know, one, there were no hits, but two, that it had a chance to happen?
Honestly, when I came in here to do my treatment right after my start, and then I came back out here, and it was probably like bottom of the sixth or top seven, I wanted to say, and I took a look at the scoreboard, and I was like, holy, we still have something going here. So, no, yeah, I think it was probably like the sixth or seventh thing when I came back out to the dugout after doing treatment.
Yeah, so what was it like in the clubhouse after the game, everybody celebrating?
Well, I was out here. We took photos and everything, so I really wasn't in the clubhouse right away. All the pitching staff got a picture and everything with Jordy, our pitching coach. So don't know too much about that about in the clubhouse, but, yeah, we were all outside. I mean, we got a baseball. We had everybody sign it. That was part of the no-hitter, and including Rhett. So there's, like, five signatures on the ball from all the starters and relievers that pitched in that game. But, no, it was pretty cool.
What are you going to do with that baseball?
It is sitting with my baseball cards in my closet right now. So probably get a little case for that and probably put it in my man cave one day.
Yeah. Where does pitching in that no-hitter rank among your individual and team moments in your career?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'll probably say top three, top five for sure. Definitely coolest moments probably come from college, just playing in that Tuscaloosa regional. But as just overall pitching performance, yeah, that's probably up there.
Switching gears a little bit and talking about some other stuff that's going on here in Aberdeen, kind of a full season outlook. A lot of guys talk about the process versus results mindset and how the process means more than maybe the in-game results at certain times. So what are your thoughts on that, and how have you used that to just become a better pitcher this year?
Yeah, I mean, looking back in college, I think that was one of the like things that I struggled with. I was just so like result oriented. And once I got to pro ball, I realized it's all about development. It's not about on-field stats. It's more about, like, I forget what some person said. It's not about the outcome. It's about the input you put into it. So, like, just being process-oriented, I kind of try to take it month by month. Like, if I do look at stats, it's on a monthly basis because, I mean, we play 142 games a year. It's the same thing with hitters. Hitters are going to go on dry streaks. They might go 5 games without a hit. And there might be times us pitchers, we might go out there for 2 outings. We might get hit around. We might not find the zone for two outings. And next 3 outings, you're on point. So, like, it's just really just staying process-oriented. I mean, with an org like this that is so analytically driven, it kind of makes stuff easy and kind of makes it relax a little bit more. But, yeah, it's definitely a process-oriented type of organization. I know.
That's my interview with Iron Birds right-handed pitcher Zach Fruit. Zach always has a lot of good things to say, and it's always fun talking with him, not just about something like, you know, combining for a no-hitter, the third in Iron Birds history and the first in this ballpark, but just talking about little things, that, you know, adjustments that he's making with his pitches, his pitch mix, the work he puts in behind the scenes, the technology that the Iron Birds and the Orioles organization as a whole use to help these guys. So it's always cool to hear things like that from guys like Zach. So before we go any further, let's take a break for the national anthem here in Aberdeen. We are just a couple minutes away from baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Game 2 of 6 between the Iron Birds and the visiting Greenville Drive, the high A affiliates of the Orioles and Red Sox, the AL East rivalry in the minor leagues this week. Game 2 of a 12-game homestand for the Birds as well. So a lot of baseball at home the rest of the way for the Iron Birds. Well, right-hander Zach Fruit is ready to go. The Iron Birds are out on the field ready to take flight. While Fruit throws his warm-up tosses, let's get you the starting lineup behind him. Aaron Estrada's in the leadoff spot for the Birds. He's at second base with Tomas Sosa in right field batting second. Elio Prado, the left fielder, bats third with Creed Willems, the catcher, in the four hole. Jake Cunningham, the designated hitter, bats fifth. Leandro Arias is at shortstop batting sixth. Anunis Mordaunt is over at first base in the seven hole with Jalen Vasquez, the third baseman, batting eighth. And Douglas Hodo, the third, the center fielder, in the nine spot. One more time, 1 through 9 for the Birds. It's Estrada, Sosa, Prado, Willems, Cunningham, Arias, Mordaunt, Vasquez, Hodo. Now, Fruit continues his warm-up tosses. Let's get you the Greenville starting lineup. Well, Yordani Monegro, a right-hander who is a top prospect in the Red Sox organization and gets the start tonight. And this is the lineup behind him, leading off at shortstop Mikey Romero, batting second, the right fielder Will Turner. Miguel Blaise is in center field. He bats third. Eduardo Lopez is over at first base, batting fourth. In the five holds, the designated hitter Hudson White. Miguel Ugueto is in left field batting sixth. Andy Lugo, the second baseman, bats seventh. Juan Montero, the catcher, hits eighth. And rounding out the lineup batting ninth, it's the third baseman, Framy De Leon. One more time, 1 through 9 for the drive. It's Romero, Turner, Blaise, Lopez, White, Ugueto, Lugo, Montero, De Leon. Zach Fruit is just about finished with his warm-up tosses. The Iron Birds are rocking the traditional home white tops and bottoms here tonight. Light blue on the sleeves of the jerseys, light blue on the back of the cap, white in the front of the cap, and kind of a royal dark blue hybrid on the brim of the cap for the Birds with the plain Iron Bird logo on the front of the hat. Iron Birds written across the chest in cursive lettering, just slanted in orange, numbers on the back. On the flip side, the Greenville Drive rocking the home gray, the road gray tops and bottoms with blue hats and red logo on the front, similar to what the Red Sox wear on the road. And we are just about ready for baseball here in the Dean. Nice night for a ball game here in Aberdeen. Not too hot, not too cool. Some shadows covering most of the field right now. Outfielders shading their eyes from the sun. We are ready to go. First pitch from Fruit is fouled back behind home plate. And the count is quickly 0-1 on the leadoff man for the Drive, Mikey Romero. Shortstop just came off the IL prior to today's game. Left-handed swinger, one of two lefties and two switch hitters in the lineup for the Drive. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball ripped foul up the first baseline. It's 0-2. So Romero, Turner, and Blaze the top three. Fruit stands 6 feet 4 inches tall. He's 24 years old in his first pro season. Five-pitch mix, a four-seam and a two-seam fastball. And then the off-speed stuff, a changeup, a curveball, and a sweeper. Sits 95 to 98. He's topped at 99, a really exciting young prospect. And here's his 0-2 pitch, a little bit low with the changeup, and it's 1-2 now on Romero. Fruit was a ninth-round pick out of Troy University last summer. Did not pitch for the Orioles at any of the affiliates after he was drafted. Instead, started his pro career officially this year. 1-2 pitch, tapper foul, and Romero got that one off of his foot. So he hobbles around, and we'll do the 1-2 again. Romero hitting 281 with an 855 OPS, 10 homers, 36 driven in. Some really strong numbers for the young shortstop. Both teams getting some new names in the lineup tonight. Romero the one guy for the Greenville, 1-2, that's high, 2-2. This is Fruit's 21st appearance of the season, his 17th start. He leads the Ironbirds in innings this year with 83 and two-thirds coming in. He's third on the team with 90 strikeouts. See if he can add another right here. 2-2 pitch, got him. Good pitch out of the zone. Romero expanded the zone, and he is gone. Strikeout victim number one for Fruit. One up, one down. Let's set the defense for the Ironbirds. Creed Willems is behind the plate with Jalen Vasquez at third, Leandro Arias at short, Aaron Estrada at second, and Anudis Mordaunt at first. In the outfield, Elio Prado in left, Douglas Hodo the third in center, and Tomas Sosa in right. One gone, no one on. Here's Will Turner, another left-handed swinger. First pitch from Fruit catches the inside part of the plate, and it's quickly 0-1. So Fruit now up to 91 strikeouts on the year, only 42 walks. Sports a 333 ERAs allowed opponents to hit just 218 this year. Pitch misses outside. Oh, a ball and a strike. Opponents have a 655 OPS against Fruit, which is also really solid for a pitcher if you're holding guys under 700. 1-1, fastball right there. Looks like the fastball has some extra life on it tonight. So a nice pop of the glove for Creed Willems behind home plate. Counts 1-2. Fruit continues to work fast, holds the glove at his chest. High leg kick, here's the pitch. On the top of the strike zone, a called strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs for Zach Fruit. It was a little bit late of a call, but it's a strikeout nonetheless. So a good start to Fruit's night. And that brings up Miguel Blaze, the center fielder. Umpires in tonight's game, it's Brian DeBrower calling balls and strikes with Tatum Littleton on the bases. Fruit may have gotten a call there, but he'll take it. First pitch to Blaze, inside corner for a strike, and right now he's just peppering both sides of the plate. Doing a great job changing the eye level on these drive hitters. So a strikeout swinging, a strikeout looking. 0-1 pitch, and that's a called strike. Bottom of the zone there. Blaze did not like it, but it is 0-2. And Fruit has a chance to fan the side in order. No score here in the top of the first, just underway. Fruit set once again, has the sign 0-2. Breaking ball sent down the left field line. It's deep. It has home run distance, but it's a foul ball. Well, that one was close. Miguel Blaze gave that one a ride. Got a little bit of a hanger. Count remains 0-2. Fruit has done a really nice job keeping the ball in the ballpark this year. Only five home runs allowed. And it's not easy to do in this league. There are a lot of small parks in this league. 0-2, broken back grounder, past Fruit out to second. Estrada stays down on it, throws to first, and the inning is over. Nice top of the first inning for Zach Fruit. 1-2-3 go the drive. And after a half inning of play in Aberdeen, we are scoreless. We'll head to the bottom of the first and see if the Ironbirds can get on the board first tonight. Keep it locked on MILB-TV and Bally Live. We move to the home half of the first inning here in Aberdeen. No score after a half inning of play. Zach Fruit fired a 1-2-3 top of the first. Did it on 14 pitches through 11 strikes. And now the Birds' bats will try to get it going against Greenville righty Yordani Monegro, the number 25 overall prospect in the Red Sox organization, according to MLBPipeline.com. Monegro is on for the 12th time this year. It's his 11th start. He has a 3.52 ERA through 46 innings of work. And the top three to face him in the Birds order, Aaron Estrada, Tomas Sosa, and Elio Prado. Estrada steps in, swings at the first pitch, chops it over Monegro's head, out to second, backhanded by Lugo, in and out of his glove, and the throw to first is late. So Estrada picks on the first pitch, and he is safe at first. We'll wait for the official scoring, whether it's a hit or an error. But an aggressive approach from Estrada, who just continues to hit. So he is on as a leadoff base runner. No ruling yet on the scoreboard, whether that's a hit or an error. And they give it an error. So an E4 on Andy Lugo. That brings up Tomas Sosa, the tall and lanky right fielder. First pitch to Tomas, misses inside from Monegro, and it's 1-0. Birds looking to jump on the board first. Sosa was in right field last night in his Ironbirds debut and made a diving, lunging catch in right field. Snap throw to first. It gets away from the first baseman, Lopez. Estrada's able to get to second, and he stops there. Well, Estrada dove back into that bag and then realized the ball got away, so he is at second, throwing error on Monegro. And just like that, the Ironbirds have a man in scoring position with no outs in the bottom of the first. 55 strikeouts, 17 walks allowed for Monegro this year. So averaging more than a strikeout per inning, 10.8 Ks per nine. Does not walk many, just 17 in those 46 innings, averaging just over 3 walks per nine. So some encouraging numbers there. Opponents hitting just 206 against him. 1-0 pitch. Sosa swings and misses at a breaking ball low and in. So not even two batters into the game, two errors by the drive. Fielding error on Lugo, the second baseman, a throwing error on Monegro, the pitcher. Now we'll see if Sosa can move Estrada to third or even bring him in. Monegro's set. Now to the plate, 1-1, that's low. Monegro's allowed 7 homers this season. Not a ton, but it's also, you know, that's a pretty significant number, considering that he's only thrown 46 innings. I mean, Zach Fruit has allowed 5, and he's over 80 innings. So if guys get him, it tends to be via the long ball. Runner at second with no outs. 2-1 to Sosa, grounded foul up the first baseline, 2-2. Monegro stands 6 feet 4 inches tall, just 21 years old, already in his fourth professional season. out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, a hotbed for baseball talent. Four pitch pitcher, fastball, curveball, slider, change. A good mix. The Red Sox are excited about him. And anytime you've got a young arm, high velo, good off-speed stuff, it's somebody to keep an eye on. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch to Sosa, misses low and in. 3-2. Sosa went hitless in his Ironbirds debut tonight. Took an 0-for-5, but had 3 flyouts and stung the ball hard a few times. See what he can do here. Counts full. Fights one off there to stay alive. So a really nice AB from the young Ironbirds outfielder. Sosa just 19 years old, already in high A. You can say the same for Estrada, who's out at second. 3-2 again, swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him. Just a little bit ahead of that one. Strikeout number one. And out number one for Yordani Monegro. Let's set the defense for the drive. Juan Montero is catching for Monegro. In the infield, it's Framy De Leon at third, Mikey Romero at short, Andy Lugo at second, and Eduardo Lopez at first. In the outfield, Miguel Ugueto in left, Miguel Blaise in center, and Will Turner in right. Here's Elio Prado, the right-handed hitting left fielder. Prado with 4 homers, 28 driven in on the year. Shows bunt and fouls it behind home plate, 0-1. The third baseman, De Leon, is deep. Prado not necessarily the guy you'd expect to be bunting for a hit, but he has good speed. He runs the base as well. Third baseman back, might as well give it a shot. Prado just activated off the injured list prior to the start of last week's series at Hickory. Monegro ready to go. A long pause out on the mound. Next pitch to Prado. Tight breaking ball in for a strike. It's 0-2. Well, Monegro waited until there was 1 second left on that pitch clock to deliver that pitch. The batter has to be locked in the batter's box at a certain point. But then the pitcher can kind of just stand there winding down the clock. So Monegro does that again. 0-2, swing and a miss. That was a nasty pitch in on the hands. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for the young right-hander. That brings up Creed Willems. Talking to Creed before the game today during batting practice. Yesterday he noticed that I was rocking the goatee, said he was a big fan. Today he said, oh, you got rid of the goatee. I said, well, Zach Fruit's starting tonight. He rocks the stash. I had to go with the stash for Fruit's start. So he understood that. He said he likes the stash too, but I said, wait, what's better, the stash or the goatee? He said the goatee. I said, I agree. First pitch to Creed in for a strike. It's 0-1 with two down here in the bottom of the first. No score, but the Birds have a runner at second. Got to give a shout-out to the Fruit family. I'm rocking the stash in honor of Zach tonight. Never rocked just the stash before, but I'm giving it a shot. 0-1. Willems pops it up off the edge of the bat to the third base side. Out of play. 0-2. Estrada got to second with no outs. He is still there. Willems sitting on 49 RBIs on the season. I told him I'm ready for the call on RBI number 50. He's got a chance for it right here. 0-2, high. Well, that one brought the catcher Montero out of his crouch. And then looked Estrada back to second. Big shift on for Willems right now. The shortstop Romero is shaded deep at short and up behind that second base bag as far as he can go without crossing over to the other side. So a huge hole on the left side for Creed. 1-2, just got a piece. And now with the new shift rules in affiliated baseball, both Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball, you have to have 2 defenders on each side of second base in the infield, and they have to be on the infield part of either the dirt or the turf, whatever surface the field is. In this case, turf. But Romero is shaded way up the middle. 1-2. And that one's just a little bit high. So 2-2 on Willems. The second baseman, Lugo, is deep at his position. So is the first baseman, Lopez, as far back as he can go and shading towards that first base line. The third baseman, De Leon, is off the line at third. He's up more than any of the other three. 2-2 to Willems, swing and a miss, ahead of a changeup there, and the inning is over. So three straight strikeouts for your Donnie Monegro to end the bottom of the first after Estrada got to second with no outs. So no runs on no hits, two errors, and one man left on in the bottom of the first for the Ironbirds. No score after an inning of play. We'll head to the top of the second. Keep it locked on MILB TV and Bally Live. Top two in Aberdeen, Zach Fruit back to work after a 14-pitch 1-2-3 top of the first. Your Donnie Monegro had a runner at second base with no outs in the bottom of the first, but fanned the next three batters in order. So we are scoreless after one here in Aberdeen. Top two, Fruit gets 4-5-6. Eduardo Lopez, Hudson White, and Miguel Ugueto. Lopez in the lineup tonight at first base. Switch hitter batting from the left side, did not play last night. Fruit looking to stay hot. 11 strikes among his 14 first-inning pitches. And he starts inning two off with a ball a little bit outside. So the count is 1-0. Fruit leads the Ironbirds in innings this year. I mentioned that in the first inning. He's also third on the team in strikeouts. 1-0, misses a little bit low and in, and the count is 2-0. He's got an outside shot to reach that century mark tonight. He would need nine more. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him, but more than likely he'll reach that century mark in one of his next couple. 2-0, fouled back. It's 2-1. He picked up two strikeouts in the first. On the season, a 25.2 strikeout percentage. He's striking out just under 10 batters per nine. Both really solid marks. If you're striking out over one out of every four batters, that'll work. 2-1, that's low. Well, it looked like a changeup there. And Zach told me recently that one of the things that has really helped him develop a changeup, and not only that, have it become one of his better pitches, is all the technology that's at his disposal here in this Orioles organization. 3-1. Popped up, middle of the diamond, shallow left center. We'll see who wants it. It's a high sky tonight, and Prado, the left fielder, puts it away. For out number one here in the second. Four up, four down for Fruit. Zach has referenced the Hawkeye and Edgeotronic technology systems that the Ironbirds have here in Aberdeen, and of course the entire Orioles organization. These are programs that pretty much all organizations use to analyze both pitchers and position players. And Zach said that those programs and the data that come from them, with all the cameras that they have on these guys and the different numbers and stats that they can pull, have really helped him work on all of his pitches, but especially that changeup, going from a point in spring training where he just almost scrapped it completely to now throwing it a lot. 1-0 off the bat of the five-hole hitter Hudson White. He tried to get out of the way, but it caught some bat. It's 1-1. I mean, it got to a point in spring training where Zach's working on it, and he's just getting hit around. He's getting shelled. And he really put in the work to get to a point where now it's one of his best pitches. I mean, he's got five to work with. 1-1, shot down the first baseline, foul 1-2. So he already keeps the hitter guessing, knowing that it's a 1-5 shot of what he throws. But the fact that he has improved that changeup so much that he's confident throwing it as much as he has, that's huge, especially for a guy in his first pro season. A lot of baseball left ahead of him. Just drafted last summer. 1-2, breaking ball sent to third, but Vasquez is right there to make the grab on the soft liner. 5-up, 5-down for Fruit to start the night. That brings up Miguel Ugueto, the left fielder. Well, before we get any deeper into this game, I want to give a shout-out to Zach's dad, Bob. So last night on the broadcast, I told people listening at home, I said, you know, I need some feedback. Should I keep the goatee or should I rock just the stash for Zach's start tomorrow? And Zach's dad messaged me. He said, go stash. And I said, you know what? Even before that message, I think I had already made it up in my mind. I just had to do it. So shout-out to the Fruit fam. I got to represent for Zach rocking the stash this year. Counts 0-1 on Ugueto. Fruit looking for another 1-2-3 frame. 0-1, low and away. Well, a couple homestands ago, right out of the All-Star break, Fruit got the start for the Birds on Friday, July 19th, went 4 2/3 no-hit innings, and then three of his teammates took care of the rest to finish off the no-hitter. 1-1, breaking ball a little bit off the plate. Looked like the sweeper there. No swing on the appeal. 2-1. Hey, I'm not going to say they're going to do it again, but it's nice to see Fruit off to a hot start here, 5-up, 5-down. Two, one, broken bat flare into left center. Here comes Prado, and he makes the catch diving, and the inning is over. Elio Prado had a long way to go for that one, but he made the catch, took a hit away from Ugueto, and I'm happy he did that because I was just talking about Fruit having a no-hit bid. And it almost got spoiled there. But 6-up, 6-down for Zach Fruit with some help from his defense. No score after an inning and a half. We'll head to the bottom of the second after this on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Bottom of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. No score after an inning and a half. Jake Cunningham, Leandro Arias, and Anudis Mordan, the 5-6 and 7 hitters for the Birds here in the home second against right-hander Yordani Monegro, who flashed some really strong stuff in the first inning through 17 pitches. Picked up 3 strikeouts, worked around an error. One of his own, one in the field. First pitch to Cunningham is over for a strike. Counts 0-1. Cunningham had about as good of a debut as you can have at any level of baseball. Batted 4 times, reached base safely 4 times. There's the 0-1 from Monegro. Breaking ball. Cunningham tried to check. He did on the appeal. Cunningham singled in each of his first 3 plate appearances last night. Walked in his final plate appearance. Drove in a run, scored 3 of the 6 Birds runs. It's great to see him swinging a hot bat. Batting average at 1,000 right now. 1-1. Pitch misses a little bit high. 2-1. And Jake's a big guy. I mean, tall and lanky, long legs. Got good size for sure. 2-1, fastball outside corner. It's 2-2. Played his college baseball at the University of Charlotte and actually overlapped at the University of Charlotte with last year's pitching coach here in Aberdeen, Austin Miney. 2-2, sends one to right field, but right at Will Turner, and it hangs up long enough for him to make the grab. So Cunningham hit it hard, but that is the first out that he has made at high A. So the batting average dips to 800 now, but still a pretty solid number right there. Here's Leandro Arias, the shortstop. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Really smooth in the field. He had a nice debut last night. Arias went 2-for-4 with a couple of singles, and he scored a run. Check swing foul over towards the third base dugout, 0-1. No score, bottom two. Six up, six down for Zach Fruit on the flip side of the scorecard. Bird's looking to get him some runs. Monegro stepped off, now back on the mound. 0-1, fastball in for a strike. And that was a weird sequence right there, because when Monegro stepped off, then Arias stepped out. Monegro stepped right back on and threw the pitch, and I don't think Arias was ready. 0-2, off the end of the bat, over the second baseman Lugo's head into right field. Another hit for Leandro Arias. It's his third in two games at high A. And he's off to a hot start as well. Well, Arias is on the fringe of the top 10 prospects in the Orioles system, ranked at number 11 right now. So he's at first base with the first baseman Anudis Mordaunt due up. Mordaunt making his high A debut tonight. He's a catcher playing a little first base this season. He's at first in this game. Right-hander with an open stance takes a strike for Monegro. It's 0-1. So the base hit for Arias is the first of the game for either team. Mordaunt signed in January of 2021. Another throw from Monegro gets past the first baseman Lopez. And Arias takes advantage. He's at second base now. So two throwing errors from Yordani Monegro. That one just skipped past Lopez into the turf. And now a runner in scoring position with one out. So three errors for the drive so far. We'll see what Anudis Mordaunt can do with the ball. Like Monegro, he is from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, just 20 years old. Celebrated his 20th birthday on June 10th. Was signed in January of 2021. Big hole in the right side for him. Next pitch is low, and it's 1-1. Well, Mordaunt has some serious power. He hit 13 homers in 86 games with the low-A Delmarva Shorebirds this year. That led the team. And at the time of his promotion from low A, he was tied for fourth in the Carolina League in home runs as well. So if he gets a hold of one, don't be surprised when you see it fly way out of the yard. He's got that kind of pop. He's a big, stocky guy, fits that traditional catcher build. Long pause from Monegro. 1-1. Mordaunt sends it in the air to deep right center field. Turner is over. He gets behind it. Makes the catch. Arias is tagging from second. Here's the throw to third. It's in time, and so is the tag. And it's an inning-ending 9-2 double play. Will Turner fires a strike to Framy De Leon at third base. And Arias is caught trying to get to third to end the inning. So no runs on a hit, no errors, none left. Some solid defense tonight and some solid pitching as well. No score after two. Top three next on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. We'll be right back. Top three in the Dean, still no score between the Ironbirds and the Drive. Zach Fruit back to work. Two scoreless innings, two perfect innings on his line score tonight. And he gets the bottom three in the Drive order. Lugo, Montero, and De Leon. Third baseman Vasquez hugging the line. Middle infielders deep. First baseman Wardon off the line. First pitch of the inning. Foul tipped into Willems' glove. It's 0-1. Lugo at second base tonight. He was in the lineup as the third baseman last night and went 0-for-3, ground out on a couple of strikeouts. 0-1, swing and a miss, gassed him up with a high fastball, 95 on the gun. Fruit's definitely feeling good tonight. The pop of that glove, Creed Willems, I mean, it stands out. 0-2 pitch, a little bit high. Stayed with the hard stuff there, and I don't blame him after Lugo was late on the first two. Fruit just now up to 30 pitches. He's been really efficient. Here's the 1-2 pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike three. Seven up, seven down, and Zach Fruit is rolling so far tonight. The Lugo down on strikes. Three punch-outs for Fruit. And that brings up Juan Montero, the catcher. Well, you're just seeing a guy who is just oozing confidence right now. I mean, the way he's throwing the baseball, he's working fast. He has confidence in his pitches, and he's willing to throw any pitch in any count. There's another first pitch strike as Juan Montero takes one low and away. Counts 0-1. No score, top three. Fruit looking to keep it that way. Drive still without a base runner in this one. 0-1. In on the hands, fouled off. And now it's 0-2. Fruit waits for the sign, runs the pitch clock down, 0-2. Fly ball down the right field line, hooking foul, and that one is out of play. Sosa gave it a run, but ran out of room. Count stays where it is. Fruit is definitely an underrated arm in this system. He's not on any top prospect list, but again, like I've talked about all year, that doesn't mean a guy's not a prospect or the organization doesn't think highly of them. There's just only so many guys that can be on those lists. But Fruit, with the five-pitch mix, with the velo where it is, with as young as he is, I mean, there's a lot to like. 0-2, breaking ball fouled away. The reason I say he's a little bit underrated was because he spent 5 years at the collegiate level at three different schools. Started at the JUCO level, Eastern Michigan, then Troy. So he bounced around a lot. It really hasn't been the most traditional path for Fruit. But he's here. 0-2, low and in. And he has said in interviews that, I mean, yeah, it's not the path that you would draw up. You know, if he could have gone back and, of course, you know, maybe pitched better at certain stops and gotten to a certain level quicker, then, of course, yeah, I mean, anyone would have done that. 1-2. A swing and a miss. It gets away from Willems, and he picks it up. Off-balance throw to first. It's just in time. And it's strikeout number four for Fruit. Wasn't sure if Montero made contact, but the home plate umpire Brian DeBrower signaled pretty quickly that he did not. And then Willems, credit him for chasing after that one up the first baseline, making a strong throw to first. But for Fruit, I mean, even with the struggles that he's had at different levels and to get to pro ball at the time that he did, I mean, he's here. And he's working on some things. And he's become one of the best pitchers in this league this year. Two up, two down. Eight up, eight down overall in the game as Framy De Leon sends one out of play down the third base line. Counts 0-1. De Leon, a switch hitter batting from the left side. Now Fruit's 0-1. Slapped over towards the third base dugout, and that knocked somebody off of that top step. That was a very late swing. I mean, the ball was almost in Willems' mitt when De Leon made contact. Counts 0-2. De Leon made a really nice full extension diving grab in shallow right field last night going after a pop-up. Didn't do much with the bat. Here's the 0-2 pitch, a little bit high. De Leon doubled in the third inning last night and scored. The drive only had two runs on the night. Here's Fruits 1-2. Ground ball out to short. Arias waits back on it. Strong throw to first, and it's in time. Inning over. Nine up, nine down for Zach Fruit through three innings tonight with four strikeouts. He's been really good. And the Ironbirds will now look to get him some run support. No score after two and a half. We'll go to the bottom of the third and see what the Birds' bats can do. You're listening and watching on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. No score between the Birds and the Drive. Bottom of the third inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. 8-9-1 due up for the Ironbirds. Jalen Vasquez, Douglas Hoto III, and Aaron Estrada against Greenville right-hander Yordani Monegro. So here's the first pitch of the inning to Vasquez. Misses a little bit high. Crowd is into it tonight. We've got a good crowd on hand tonight for a Wednesday. And we've got a big crowd from a camp out tonight as Vasquez drives one to deep right center field. Turner is over, and he makes the grab on the run. That ball looked a lot deeper off the bat. Turner ran it down pretty easily. Vasquez, nice contact, but he is retired. One up, one down for Douglas Hoto III. Zach Fruit with three perfect innings to start tonight's game. He looks fantastic. Birds need some runs, though. Here's Hoto, who we normally see hitting at the top of the lineup, but he is in the nine hole tonight, and that caught my eye when I was filling out my scorebook today. I'm thinking, like, what is Dougie doing in the nine hole? First pitch misses a little bit high, and you know the only thing that I can think of is that, well, they like to mix it up. That's for sure a thing. But also, with his speed and the ability to get on base, he's kind of a double leadoff guy in that nine hole. 1-0, that's in for a strike. Was talking to Ironbirds fundamentals coach Charles Bolden, who also coaches first base. Talking to him before the game today during batting practice. 1-1, Hoto swings and misses on a pitch inside. It's 1-2. And we're talking about some of the guys that have come through Aberdeen this year, talking about some underrated guys. And at one point in the conversation, Charles said, you know who's underrated? And I'm like, who? Tell me. And he said, Doug Hoto. And I mean, it's pretty easy to understand why. I mean, this guy does a lot of things really well on a baseball diamond. This is a sixth-round draft pick out of University of Texas, a big program. 1-2, on the ground to third. It's past Framie De Leon into the outfield. A base hit for Hoto, big turnaround first. He stays put. And right on cue, Doug Hoto picks up hit number two for the Ironbirds tonight. But it's a guy who just does a lot of the little things right. You know, grinds out at bats. He can steal bags. He can go first to third or first to home on a gapper. And it's not just that he can steal bases, but that he's willing to go in a lot of different situations. We'll see if he goes right here. The Ironbirds have 312 stolen bases on the season as a team, which is a big number. First pitch to the leadoff man, Aaron Estrada, is in for a strike. No score, bottom three, one out, man on first. With the Ironbirds' first stolen base tonight, they will tie the single-season team record in the StatCast era since 2015. set by the Lancaster Jethawks back in 2017. 0-1, swing and a miss. So the all-time minor league baseball single-season stolen base record can't officially be confirmed because there is only reliable minor league data going back to 1988. So anything before that, you just don't know 100% what happened. 0-2 pitch. Estrada takes a called strike three. Monegro pumped up after that one. Little strut off the mound. That is his fourth punch out of the night. The 1988 Osceola Astros in the Florida State League stole 360, which is right now is known as the record. But the StatCast era record, 313 in the regular season by the Lancaster Jethawks. Snap throw to first. Hodo's back. Two stolen bases tonight would give the Birds that StatCast era regular season record. And then when they get to 327 on the season, which could be by the end of this series or this homestand, that would be the full season record, including regular season and postseason in the StatCast era. The Jethawks had 13 more in the postseason in 2017 for a total of 326. Hodo stays put. Estrada rips one to deep center. It turns Blaze around, but he makes the catch there. And the inning is over. So a flyout to end it. And it's no runs on a hit, no errors, and one man left on here in the bottom of the third. Through three full, we are still scoreless. Top of the fourth, and Zach Fruit going back to work after this on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. No score between the Ironbirds and the Drive as we go to the top of the fourth inning here in Aberdeen. Game two of a six-game series, game two of a 12-game homestand for the Ironbirds. Zach Fruit will get the 1, 2, and 3 hitters in the Drive lineup in the top of the fourth, and that is because he's gone 9 up, 9 down. He is perfect through three innings with 4 strikeouts to start his night. This is a guy who went the first 4 2/3 of the Ironbirds' combined no-hitter back on July 19th, and it's a little bit early to know if we've got something cooking here tonight, but with Fruit on the mound getting it started and the bullpen pitching the way it has recently, you just never know. I mean, you really don't ever know, especially in the sport of baseball. So top of the fourth inning, here's Mikey Romero. First pitch, grounder to the right side, threw into right field, a base hit. I knew it. I just knew it. You know, I'm thinking to myself, before he threw that pitch, it's going to be a base hit. And Don't get me started on that broadcaster jinx, people, because one, it doesn't exist. And two, I gotta inform my audience of what's happening in these games. But I just knew that was gonna happen right there. I knew it. So there goes the no-hitter. Shutout still intact. Romero's on, here's Will Turner. First pitch to Turner, in for a strike. I mean, he went 9 up, 9 down to start the game, and the first game that I've ever rocked the stash for. Might need to keep it rolling. Well, no balls and a strike. Pitch misses low and in. So 1-1 now on Turner. So Romero at first with the sharp single to right. See if the Birds can roll one up here. Double play depth up the middle. 1-1, good fastball in the outer half. Fruit continues to pump Willems' glove. Counts 1-2. Turner in right field tonight. He was the DH last night. 1-2 outside. Fruit has gone with the fastball in multiple two-strike counts tonight. And I think that goes to show you how much he trusts his two fastballs, the four-seam and the two-seam. 2-2, low and in. Well, he doesn't want to lose Turner right here, so a big pitch coming up. First time tonight that Fruit has had to work out of the stretch based off need. I mean, he generally, the way he sets up on the mound, works out of the stretch. It's really not a full windup. Maybe the leg kick might be a little higher. 3-2 pitch, fought off to the netting behind home plate, a little bit off to the third base side. Count stays full. Picks up the rosin bag, chucks it back down. And Fruit is back on the mound. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Turner. No score in the top of the fourth. Man on first, no outs. Move over to first. It gets by Mordan and ricochets into shallow right field. Estrada's out to pick it up. And Romero advances to second on the throwing error by Fruit. And that pickoff move to first base surprised me in a sense that Romero was not very far off the bag. And I don't know that he was going to go on that 3-2 pitch, but Fruit might have just wanted a breather and maybe didn't want to come to the plate right there. Both pitchers with throwing errors over to first base tonight. 2 for Monegro on the flip side. Runner at second, no outs. Romero dancing. Here's the 3-2. Another foul ball. Count stays full. Second time through the lineup, the drive looking to figure something out against Fruit, because he had his way one time through. Now Turner asks for time. He gets it. And another big full count offering from Fruit. First base is open. It would set up a double play. Not the worst thing. But would love to get an out right here. A look at second. Here's Fruit's 3-2 again. Breaking ball spoiled. Foul to the backstop. And we'll do it one more time at least. Turner back in the box, ready to go. Fruit holds the baseball behind his back, now comes set with the glove above the belt. He looks at second, short leg kick, 3-2, outside, ball 4. Appeal, no swing. They lost him there. Pitch didn't miss by much. But again, that at least sets up the double play here. Four set, first, second, and third. Still no outs, top 4. We are scoreless to this point. Well, the good news for Fruit is that he is stranding almost 3/4 of the runners that he puts on base this year. A strand rate of 73.3%. Ground ball, foul, third base side, 0-1 on the three-hole hitter, Blaise. And among Orioles minor league pitchers who have thrown at least 70 innings this year, Fruit's 73.3% strand rate ranks 6th best among O's farmhand pitchers. So that tells you that when guys are on base against him, he's able to get out of tough situations. 0-1 inside. He also has a fielding independent pitching of 383, which is a really good mark. That ranks 11th best in the O's minor league system. And that's basically a more data-driven form of ERA. 1-1, fouled away, it's 1-2, where ERA is earned run average, of course, by the term. And it details everything that happens out on the field for a pitcher. Fielding independent pitching only takes into consideration what the pitcher can control. So it takes the defense out of it, and it factors in strikeouts, walks, hit by pitches, and home runs. 1-2, foul tipped into Willems' glove, another punch out for Fruit. That's his 5th, and that's massive in that spot right there. And you see why his strand rate is so high is because he can do things like that. He can use that five-pitch mix to just dice up a hitter. And right there, to keep both runners where they are, that's huge. Here's Eduardo Lopez, the switch-hitting first baseman, and now a ground ball could get Fruit out of the inning. Still double play depth for the Birds, and Fruit steps off. Another really nice night for a ball game here in Aberdeen, and we definitely do not take these nights for granted because the last homestand was a rough one. A lot of rain, some serious downpours that forced two doubleheaders and a shortened game. First pitch from Fruit to Lopez misses 1-0. So to have these nights where it's warm but not hot in the middle of August, taking that any day. Fruit's had to work hard here in the fourth, but he can get out of it with a 0. 1-0, outside corner for a strike. Now you can tell with Fruit's body language that he is not fazed by the situations with men on base. Another quick look at second. 1-1, outside 2-1. I mean, not that really any pitcher would be. I mean, you get to the professional level, you've proven throughout your life, whether it's high school ball, college ball, playing internationally, that you can handle the big spots. First and second with one out. Here's the 2-1. Ripped out to second, caught by Estrada, and an underhand flip back to second to double off Romero, inning over. Well, there's that double play ball that Fruit needed. And it is a 4-6 line-out double play to end the threat. No runs on one hit, no errors. One man left on for the drive in the top of the fourth. We'll head to the home half of the fourth, see if the Birds can break this scoreless tie. Stay locked in on MILB-TV and Bally Live. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Aberdeen. Still no score between the Iron Birds and the Drive. The High A affiliates of the Orioles and Red Sox going at it. Elio Prado, Creed Willems, Jake Cunningham, 3-4-5 for the Birds against right-hander Yordani Monegro. Swinging a foul tip from Prado to start the inning. Counts 0-1. Prado struck out swinging his first time up. Was the second of three straight strikeouts for Monegro to end that first inning. Birds have a couple of hits. The Drive have made three errors. See if the Birds can get some guys on base. Prado takes high, counts 1-1. Zach Fruit worked out of a first and second one-out situation. Got a line-out double play to end the frame. It was actually first and second, no outs. Picked up a big strikeout for out number one. 1-1, Prado pops it up. Shallow right center field. Turner is in, but Lugo is out, and that's who makes the catch, the second baseman Lugo. One up, one down. That brings up Creed Willems. So Willem steps in, chatting with Juan Montero, the Greenville catcher. Willems is a fun guy to talk to in any situation, so I got to imagine that he's a fun guy to talk to out on the diamond. You know, when he's playing first base, you know, I'm sure that he has some fun conversations over there at the bag. When he's behind the dish, I'm sure him and the umpire are talking, the batter every once in a while. He's just a good vibes guy. 1-0, swing and a miss. Changeup got him out in front. OPS at 791 for Willems this year. You know, any OPS around 800, that's a really good mark. Swing and a miss and another changeup low and away. It's 1-2. And the OPS numbers, definitely something to look at, even when offense is down across the sport like it is this year. So if you've got an OPS in the 700s, to me that's solid. It's not great, but it's solid. And then you get up around 800, that's pretty good. 1-2, slapped foul up the third baseline. That was a defensive swing from Willems, and he broke his bat. So Willems needs some new lumber. I think he needs some pine tar now as well. Zach Cole, the Ironbirds hitting coach, will supply him with that. And we'll take a brief pause as Willems gets ready to hit again. Counts 1-2 with one out and no one on here in the home fourth. No score. The middle innings are where the Ironbirds really do a bulk of their damage offensively. And that fourth inning is usually that second time through the lineup. 1-2. Appeal on the check swing. No swing. Pitch was outside 2-2. It's mainly the fifth and sixth innings for the Ironbirds this year, in which they've put up a lot of runs. We're in the fourth now. 2-2, that's low. In the fifth and sixth innings combined this year, the Ironbirds have a plus 25 run differential. See if they can get it started here in the fourth. 3-2, swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Yordani Monegro. That's number five. That matches Zach Fruit. Both pitchers looking really good tonight. So Monegro has tossed 3 2/3 innings of shutout baseball. He has not allowed an earned run since July 2nd. So counting tonight's start, it's 6 outings with 27 2/3 innings of work, 32 strikeouts, and only 5 walks in that stretch. Here's Jake Cunningham takes a strike. He allowed an unearned run in his last outing, but again, no earned runs since July 2nd. Counting tonight, that's 6 starts. 0-1, tied him up inside, swing and a miss. In June, Monegro had a 7 ERA, gave up 14 earned runs and 18 innings of work. But he has really flipped the script since the calendar flipped to July. 0-2 to Cunningham, got him. Swing and a miss there. 6 punch outs for Yordani Monegro. And the inning is over. A pop out and 2 punch outs in a scoreless fourth. He's retired 5 in a row. And after 4 full innings of play here in the Dean, we are still scoreless. We'll head to the top of the fifth after another quick break. Keep it locked on MILB TV and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management Team today at 410-273-9585 or email office at tcaprop.com. That's 410-273-9585, and you can visit www.tcaproperty.com for more information.
Top five in Aberdeen, still no score between the Ironbirds and the Drive. Zach Fruit back to work in the fifth. 59 pitches, 40 strikes for him so far tonight. Was perfect through the first three innings tonight, and then worked around some traffic on the bases in the fourth. Allowed a single and a walk, but that was it. A strikeout and a double play ball got him out of it. And now it's White, Ugueto, and Lugo, 5-6-7 here in the away half of the fifth. Right-handed hitter White steps in. He's the DH tonight. Did not play last night. First pitch from Fruit. Off the hands, out to short. Backhanded by Arias in shallow left. Skip throw to first. It's just in time. What a play by Leandro Arias over to Anudis Mordan. And a bang-bang play at first leads to an out. One up, one down for Fruit here in the fifth. Well, that's just pure arm strength right there from Leandro Arias. He fielded it about a step onto that left field turf. And then a strategic bounce off the turf to first for Mordan, who is a catcher with a little bit of work at first base this year, but that's a nice pick. So one pitch out. Here's Ugueto. He swings at the first pitch and lines one to short. On the ground, Arias backhands it. Throw first is high, but Mordan comes down on the bag. And it's two pitches, two outs for Fruit here in the fifth. Leandro Arias in vacuum mode over at short. And Anudis Mordan looks good over at first base as well. A chance for a three-pitch inning. If Lugo takes this pitch, I'll be really upset. See what happens. Two pitches, two outs. Can he get the three-pitch inning, the golden ball? Here's the offering. Nope, he was taken all the way. I mean, that just spoils the fun. Come on, guy, take a hack. You know what I mean? Like, let's have some fun out there. All right, so the count's 1-0 on Lugo. He struck out looking his first time up. Next pitch, outside corner for a strike. No score, top of the fifth. Zach Fruit having his way with this Greenville lineup tonight. Fruit comes set, has the sign. Next pitch, front door breaking ball. It just didn't come back quite enough. It's 2-1. Bat on his shoulder, ready to hit, open stance. Here's the 2-1 to Lugo. That's low. It's 3-1. More combined errors than hits in this game so far tonight. Four errors between the two teams and only three hits. Three of those errors for the Drive. Fruit's 3-1, misses low and away. Ball four. That is just his second walk of the night. So no 1-2-3 inning here. Nobody's throwing in the Ironbirds bullpen right now. So this is Fruit's frame. Here's Juan Montero, the catcher. First pitch, Tapper out to second. Estrada waits back on it, pumps the glove over to first, inning over. Three ground ball outs for Zach Fruit, and he is through five shutout innings, and he's under 70 pitches. No score after 4.5. We'll head to the home half of the fifth after another quick break. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network.
Does your local Harford, Cecil, or Baltimore County business want more customers? Advertise with the Ironbirds and take advantage of the best local entertainment venue in the area. Contact the Ironbirds at partners@goironbirds.com or call us at 410-297-9292 for more information. Join local companies like Leidos, Horizon Cinemas, The Olive Tree, and more by advertising with the Ironbirds. Every Sunday at the ballpark this season is Sunday Family Fun Day presented by the Macaroni Kid Bel Air. Prior to the game, play catch on the field like the Ironbirds, starting at 1 p.m., and after the game, it's kids run the bases. Get a ticket to one of our remaining Sunday home games now at GoIronbirds.com. That's Sunday Family Fun Day, presented by the Macaroni Kid, Bel Air. Red, White, and Boom is back for 2024. On Thursday, July 4th, Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium will host our annual Independence Day Family Festival with on-field games, live music, a kids zone, concessions, and fireworks at the end of the night.
If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office@tcaprop.com. That's 410-273-9585, and you can visit www.tcaproperty.com for more information.
Both starting pitchers are the story tonight. We are scoreless through 4.5, bottom of the fifth inning here in Aberdeen. Zach Fruit and your Donnie Monegro for the Ironbirds and Drive, respectively. Both throwing gems tonight. 5 scoreless for Fruit, 4 scoreless for Monegro. And now the Birds will look to get some runs. Leandro Arias, who made 2 really nice plays at short last inning, leading off for the Birds. First pitch of the inning from Monegro, fouled back behind home plate. Count is 0-1. That was the 52nd pitch of the night for Monegro. He's been really efficient. Fruit has been efficient as well. 67 pitches through 5. 0-1, Arias takes high. Arias showing what he can do with the glove and showing off his arm as well. Made a really strong play for the first out last half inning. Ball deep in the hole at short. From the outfield part of the turf, fired a strike over to first. 1-1, Arias takes a strike. It's 1-2. Both starting pitchers pitching deep into this game. It's great to see that this point in the year. 1-2, skipped in the dirt. 2-2. Will be interesting to see how long Fruit goes in this game. The Ironbirds have had a pitcher go 6 innings just once this year, and only 2 pitchers have recorded an out in the 6th inning. Cortez went 6. Gibson, who pitched last night, 5 1/3. That's it. 2-strike pitch outside. Monegro wanted strike 3, but instead it's ball 3. One of those nights where 1 or 2 runs might be enough. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball outer half. That's a gutsy pitch to go with on 3-2. And Monegro, happy with himself after that pitch, gives himself a head nod out on the mound. So Arias retired. That brings up Anudis Mordaunt. Swings at the first pitch. Skied down the left field line. Third baseman De Leon is over. Makes the grab and foul ground. And it's 2 quick outs here in the 5th. So Mordaunt picked on that first pitch he saw. A lot of early swings tonight from both sides. And, I mean, when both pitchers are throwing strikes, that's not out of the ordinary. So here's Jalen Vasquez, who had a rough series at Hickory last week, but he's looking to get back on track. And I was talking to Jalen about that the other day. He said, you know, just looking to wipe the slate clean. Forget about wipe the slate clean. I don't know what I just said before that, but it wasn't English. He's just trying to wipe the slate clean and start up a hot streak here. 1-0, flipped off the hands, foul behind home plate, 1-1. No score, bottom 5, 2 outs, no one on. Vasquez said he's really just trying to remember what got him here in the first place. And I told him, I said, you know, there are thousands of guys that the Orioles could have drafted last year when they picked you in the 20th round, but they picked you. 1-1, swing and a miss there. And I think that's what it comes down to with a lot of these guys. Sometimes they lose confidence. Sometimes in the middle of a slump, either at the plate or for pitchers on the mound, with as competitive as this sport is and as hard as it is to get to the big leagues and move your way up a system, these guys, I think when it comes down to it, you just got to remember what got you to pro ball in the first place. 1-2, low and away. And for Vasquez, you know, he's a leader out on the diamond. Smooth with the glove, strong arm, really strong arm. And with the bat, I think the bat is a little underrated. He's got pop, but he's more of a spray hitter across the diamond. 2-2, fastball up around his head. It knocked him to the seat of his pants. And now more your Donny Monegro's hearing it from the crowd. I'm hearing a charge the mound chant from the camp kids that are down the line. I love the enthusiasm. I really do. I don't think we'll see Vasquez charge the mound. Remember some of those old baseball video games, you could charge the mound. You don't see it as much these days in real life. 3-2 pitch. Just got a piece of it. Vasquez ahead of a breaking ball, but he got bad on it. Grounds it up the first baseline, foul. Jalen spent his first two college seasons at the University of South Carolina, transferred to D2 North Greenville for his final college season. He got to play every day, broke out. That's what got him drafted. Another 3-2 two-out pitch from Monegro. Here it is. Inside and low, ball four. So Vasquez, with a lengthy plate appearance, he draws the walk. And that breaks up a streak of seven in a row set down by Mordan. Monegro. Got a lot of different names in this scorebook tonight, and sometimes they run together. Huge hole on the right side of the diamond for Doug Hodo, who singled his first time up. First pitch to Hodo, in for a strike, snap throw to first. Vasquez is back. We are still scoreless in the home half of the fifth. Go-ahead run is at first base. Vasquez runs well. We'll see if he tries to get into scoring position here. A one. Missed just off the plate. 1-1 on Hodo. The drive shifting Hodo to pull in the infield. The outfield kind of all over the place. They're giving Hodo the left field line and the right center gap. 1-1 in the dirt. Vasquez takes off for second, and he is there into scoring position on the wild pitch. In a pitcher's duel like we're seeing tonight, a wild pitch like that could come back to play a big role in the outcome of this game. And the reason I say that, because you got a runner on first with two outs, not a big deal. But now a runner at second with two outs, when one run could decide the game, a base hit scores Vasquez for sure. Monegro calls for time. He wants to regroup and reset. And I think he wants his catcher Montero to run through the signs again. Another long pause with Vasquez at second. He's got a big lead. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Hodo. Fastball low. It's 3-1. And now Monegro and Montero are trying to get on the same page with the signs. Monegro has completed 5 innings in 3 of his last 4 starts, trying to do that here. 3-1 to Hodo. That's in for a strike, bottom of the zone. We haven't seen a ton of off-speed stuff from Monegro tonight, but MLB Pipeline on the 20 to 80 scale gives his curveball a 60 grade. That's his best pitch. 3-2 pitch. Vasquez takes off for third. Pitch misses low, and Vasquez slides in safely at third base. That sets up first and third here with two outs in the fifth, and that is the Ironbirds' 313th stolen base of this season. They get to that mark in just 110 games, and they have now tied the StatCast era single-season team stolen base record set by the 2017 Lancaster Jethawks. The Jethawks swiped 313 bags in 140 games. The Birds have tied them in just 110 games. So one more stolen base, and the Ironbirds have the team single-season, regular-season stolen base record in the StatCast era. Could it happen this inning? Maybe. Hodo at first base runs extremely well. We are scoreless. Bob Kipper, the Greenville pitching coach, just went out to the mound to talk to Monegro and Montero. Vasquez is at third after the stolen base. Hoto is at first after the walk. And here is Aaron Estrada, who led the Carolina League in hits before his promotion up to the Ironbirds. Switch hitter batting left. Hoto stays put at first, but a big secondary. Estrada takes outside. The count is 1-0. It's so impressive to see what the Ironbirds have done on the base pass this year. Move over to first. It skips in the turf. A run-saving pick by Eduardo Lopez, the first baseman. If that gets by him, it's Birds 1, drive nothing. Vasquez would have scored easily from third. Monegro bends at the waist. Here's the 1-0. Hoto takes off for second. Pitch is ripped foul into the seats. It ricochets off of a seat out to right field. That was as hot of a shot as you're going to see going into the stands. And I'll tell you what, very lucky that nobody was sitting in that seat, because that's one where I don't know if there would have been enough time to react. Runners at first and third with two down in the fifth, still scoreless. Counts 1-1 on Estrada. Hoto takes off for second. Pitch misses low in the dirt. Hoto slides in safely at second with no throw. And the 2024 Aberdeen Ironbirds now own the StatCast era single season team stolen base record with 314 swiped bags. A really impressive feat to do that in just 110 games. But in the StatCast era, no team has had more regular season stolen bases than the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Doug Hoto swiping second here in the bottom of the fifth inning on August 14th, 2024, sets the record. As that pitch is in for a strike to Estrada, the count is 2-2. Credit to a lot of people here in Aberdeen and the Orioles organization to make that record happen. And they are just getting started. After tonight, the Ironbirds still have 22 more games this season. And then maybe the postseason. 2-2 to Estrada. Tapper out to second. Lugo up on it. Foot race to first, and it's just in time to get Estrada at the bag. So the Birds strand runners at second and third. And the inning ends with the game still tied 0-0 after five. But the Ironbirds just broke a stolen base record in the StatCast era. We'll talk more about that one throughout the rest of the game. But history once again in Aberdeen. We'll head to the top of the sixth after another break on MILB TV and Bally Live. Top of the sixth inning here in Aberdeen. Still no score between the Ironbirds and the Drive. Zach Fruit back to work, looking to become the second Ironbirds pitcher to complete six innings this season. He gets Framy De Leon, the nine-hole hitter, to lead off the frame. Then back to the top of the order for Mikey Romero and Will Turner. Here's the 1-0 pitch. fought off up the third baseline foul. The Ironbirds threatened, put runners at second and third with two outs in the bottom of the fifth, but did not score. The Ironbirds just set a new StatCast-era single-season team stolen base record with their 314th stolen base of the season in the last half inning. 1-1 fouled back. Doug Hodo swiped second base for the Birds' second stolen base of the night, and now the Birds hold the record in the StatCast era for team single-season stolen bases. Just 110 games into the season, it is so impressive what the Ironbirds have done. The count is now 2-2. Zach Fruit's been so good tonight. Needed just 59 pitches to get through four, 67 to get through five. 2-2 pitch, right down the chute for a called strike three. Six strikeouts for Zach Fruit, and he sends De Leon back to the dugout after just looking at that one. One up, one down, and we go back to the top of the order for Mikey Romero, the shortstop. First pitch to Romero. Misses just a little bit high from Fruit. Looked pretty good. Counts 1-0. We are still scoreless here in the top of the sixth. Old-fashioned pitcher's duel tonight for sure. Both starters still in the game. And that one missed as well. So Fruit's fallen behind 3-0 now. He's only walked two batters tonight. He has been so efficient in getting ahead of hitters consistently. That misses inside as well. So a four-pitch walk. It looked like there was some stirring in the Ironbirds bullpen. Nobody throwing at the moment, but there was some moving around before that. And now Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. is going to take the baseball from Zach Fruit. And I guess whoever was throwing is finished throwing. And it looks like it's going to be the 7-foot left-hander Jared Beck to make his home debut here in the season. So Beck coming in for Fruit. Fruit is done after 5 1/3 innings of work. Third pitcher to complete 5 1/3 or more this year. We'll tell you more about his line and more about Beck when we come back. Stay locked in. On the broadcast, no score, top of the sixth inning. Pitcher for the Ironbirds here with a runner at first and one out in the top of the sixth inning in a scoreless game is left-hander Jared Beck, who was recently called up from low A Delmarva. He pitched once during the Hickory series last week, but he is making his first appearance in this ballpark this season. Had some time with the Ironbirds last year, but he is 7 feet tall and he is a big presence on the mound. Left on left, first pitch to Will Turner is high to the backstop. and it allows Mikey Romero to move up to second on the wild pitch. So a tough start there for Beck, who just missed a little bit high. And when you're that tall, I mean, you really have to focus on the follow-through. Because if you just pull up a little bit early, that thing could sail on you. So runner at second, that's the go-ahead run in a scoreless game. 1-0 the count on Turner with Blaise to follow. Beck looks at second, now to the plate. Slider misses just a little bit low. That one looked good. Thought that he would have gotten Turner to bite on that one. I mean, just a really good pitch. But didn't get the swing. Up and in. So Jared Beck a little bit erratic coming out of the bullpen. I remember last year when Beck was up with the Ironbirds, before we had the cameras in the bullpen to show who was warming up, I always knew when Beck was warming up because he's so tall. 3-0 outside, ball four. It puts runners at first and second with one out here in the sixth. And now having that camera this year, I mean, it is such a difference maker knowing who's coming in before they get the call. But last year, sometimes I'd be able to tell if it was a righty or a lefty throwing, but I knew as soon as Jared Beck was warming up because he's the only guy where I could see his head over that right field wall. And, I mean, it's a process of elimination at that point. And as a broadcaster, you know, you got to use context clues. So Beck made it easy on me. Look at the runners. First pitch fouled back behind home plate from the right-handed swinging Miguel Blaise. Zach Fruit is done for the night, but his line is not closed. He's responsible for the runner out at second base. But Fruit went 5 1/3, gave up just one hit, struck out six, and walked just three. Threw 76 pitches, 47 strikes. A look at second. Here's Beck's 0-1. Breaking ball, half-hearted check swing, and Blaise went around. It's 0-2. Had him fooled on that breaking pitch there. O-2, low and in. And the count is now 1-2. Still no score in the sixth inning. Next pitch. Looked good. Beck wanted it, but does not get the call. And this is a situation where if you're a pitcher and you're getting squeezed, that's really tough. Men on base, you got to make a big pitch, scoreless game. So two balls and two strikes on Blaise. Beck is set. He looks at it second. Estrada keeping the runner close. Next pitch. Sent in the air to left field, straight away for Prado. He gets behind it, makes the catch. Both runners stay put. And that's a big out for Jared Beck here in the sixth inning. After walking the first batter he faced, he gets Miguel Blaise to fly out. And that brings up Eduardo Lopez. Beck would love to get the Birds out of this inning with a zero on the board and close up Zach Fruit's line with a zero in that run column. First pitch, breaking ball over to Lopez. So Beck really trusting the off-speed stuff here in this inning. Was a little bit erratic with the fastball, but that slider has been really effective to both lefties and righties. Runners still at first and second with two down. 0-1, high and away. Well, Beck's a guy that I was really excited to see get back up to Aberdeen this year. Because he has some really good stuff. And as big as he is, the fact that he's got that height advantage on literally every batter that he faces, going downhill, that helps a lot. 1-1, swing and a miss. So I just imagine, like, I'm not up there in the box to see it, but I imagine that as a hitter, it looks like the baseball just gets on you that much quicker because he's so tall, he's got a really long wingspan. So his release point is closer to the plate than most. 1-2, low and in. That's a good take there from Lopez. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2 on in a scoreless game. Big pitch coming from Beck. He's set. Now the 2-2 fouled back. Give Jared Beck a lot of credit for working back from that four-pitch walk to start his night. Getting a fly out, and now has 2 strikes on the cleanup hitter Lopez. Beck gives a head nod to Willems, has his sign. 2-2 again, and another one sent to the netting behind home plate. Another foul ball. Count remains 2-2, and yet another big pitch coming from the young left-hander. Here's Beck, misses a little bit low. Looked like he went with the changeup there, and the count is full. Well, now both runners will get a head start. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runners at first and second. They'll be off on the pitch. Beck looking to keep this game tied. Bends at the waist, peering in at his catcher, Willems. Comes set with the glove at the belt. Leg kick 3-2, and it's ball 4 inside. It just missed. I want to see where that one was on the game tracker because that was close. So it loads the bases for the drive. All 3 batters on base walked. And it brings up Hudson White, the designated hitter. That last pitch was just maybe a little bit inside on the game tracker. It was close. And now a chat out on the mound. Birds will talk things over and see if they can get out of this bases-loaded two-out jam. Romero at third, Turner at second, Lopez at first. Romero is Fruit's responsibility. The other two, Beck put them on. These two teams have combined for just 3 hits in this game. No runs on 2 hits and 1 error for the Ironbirds. No runs on 1 hit and 3 errors for the drive. But walks have provided extra base runners on both sides. Middle infielder's back. Vasquez a couple steps behind the third base bag, and Willems off the line at first. First pitch is low in the dirt to Hudson White, the right-handed hitting DH. High and away. Beck went with the fastball there, and he missed just a little bit too far outside. Now Beck's 2-0. He missed there. Well, if he had made that 2-1, that changes the entire sequence. But now 3-0 with nowhere to put White in a scoreless game here in the sixth inning. He's got his back against the wall. Next pitch outside, ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk and 4 walks. Have forced home the first run of the game for either team. Drive 1, Ironbirds nothing here with 2 outs in the top of the 6th inning. So an RBI for Hudson White, he'll take it. The drive managed to get that run home with no hits. So Romero scores, Turner moves up to 3rd. That pushes Lopez to 2nd. And White down at first. Here's Miguel Ugueto. Outfielder swings and fouls the first pitch off. Count is 0-1. So 1-0 drive here in game 2 of this series. That run charged to Zach Fruit. So his line is complete. He allows one earned run in 5 1/3 innings of work. Tough end to his night with the inherited runner scoring. 0-1, nice block by Willems to keep it in front. Beck has to bear down right now. Just one run in, not a big deal. Beck's 1-1, fouled back. Well, now it's 1-2, and now he can go back to the fastball. He can go to that wipeout slider, maybe the changeup to a right-handed batter. 24-year-old was a 13th-round pick of the O's out of St. Leo University in Florida in 2022. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, called strike three on the inner half. Ugueto knew it right away, and the inning is over. Huge punch out for Jared Beck to limit the damage and get the Birds out of the inning. A run scores on no hits but four walks, no errors. The drive leave them loaded. It's 1-0 Greenville after 5.5. But the Birds know they need some runs to win this thing. We'll see if they can get some when we come back for the home half of the sixth. Stay locked in on MILB TV and Bally Live. One nothing drive over the Ironbirds. Bottom of the sixth inning. Tomas Sosa, Elio Prado, and Creed Willems do up for the Birds. 2-3-4 as the Birds look to get some runs against this Greenville Drive team. We'll let you know who the new pitcher is for Greenville here in just a minute. It looks like it's Isaac Stebbins. So Stebbins steps in, and his first pitch to Tomas Sosa is in for a strike. So the count is 0-1. The drive grabbed the first run of the game on a bases-loaded walk in the top of the sixth. Birds looking to answer. Next pitch from Stebbins is in for a strike as well. Side armor. Well, he comes on in relief of right-hander Yordani Monegro. The aura god is finished after 5 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. He walked 2. He gave up 2 hits. Threw 76 pitches, 49 strikes. Got to give a shout-out to Hunter Knoll, part of Red Sox Twitter, with the Aura God tweet. So I didn't realize that was his nickname until last inning. But the Aura God, Yordani Monegro, is done. I mean, he's got some electric stuff, and he threw the ball really well tonight. He's in line for the win. Sosa broke his bat and grounded one foul up the first base line. Count stays at 1-2. He just snapped it in half, too, after he broke it. And now he gets some new lumber. So Monegro and Fruit both threw 76 pitches tonight. Monegro threw 49 strikes. Fruit threw 47. Both were really good. So the final lines on both, Monegro 5 innings of shutout ball, Fruit 5 1/3 innings of one-run ball, and the only run that scored against him was an inherited run. Jared Beck got the final 2 outs of the top of the sixth. It was a little bit wild, but limited the damage to just one run, and Greenville stranded the bases loaded. But the Birds need some runs. That's a fact. 1-2, swing and a miss. Sosa was late on that pitch from Stebbins. So one up, one down. And that brings up Elio Prado, who is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop out. First pitch to Elio. Hard hit ground ball to short. Romero has it. Shuffles, throws to first. And that is out number 2. So a strikeout and a ground out. We'll see if the Ironbirds can get to the drive bullpen tonight. They had some chances against Monegro. They left two in scoring position in the fifth. Here's Creed Willems. Well, we know this guy can tie it with one swing. He leads the team with 13 long balls this year. First pitch swinging, rips it down the left field line, and that one has a chance to get into the corner. Creed's around first, headed for second, and he pulls in there. It's a two-out double for Creed Willems. It's the first extra base hit of the night for the Ironbirds, and the tying run is in scoring position now here in the sixth. Willems didn't crush that ball, but he got a good piece of it and sent it the other way. That's a really nice piece of hitting. The drive we're playing him to pull, and he just took what was given. So Isaac Stevens, 22 years old from Stillwater, Oklahoma, pitched collegiately at Oklahoma State. First pitch over for a strike to Cunningham, the DH. Stevens played for Jackson Holliday's uncle, Josh Holliday, at Oklahoma State. He's the head coach there. Matt Holliday was also a volunteer assistant for a while. 0-1 pitch outside. So there's a connection to the Orioles organization and our guy Jackson Holliday. Counts 1-1 on Cunningham, who is 0-2 tonight after three hits and a walk last night. See if he can tie this thing up. 1-1, fought off foul. Cunningham waiting for the next offering from Stevens. Here it is, fouled back. This is his first professional season. Six games out of the bullpen for low A Salem, pitched to an 0.82 ERA, then a quick promotion up to Greenville. 23 appearances so far out of the pen with a 4.32 ERA. 1-2, swing and a miss. A pretty quick bottom of the sixth inning for Isaac Stevens. He picks up two strikeouts, and he keeps the shutout bid intact for the drive. So 1-0 Greenville after six full innings here in the Dean. We'll see if the Birds can hold it where it is when we go to the top of the seventh after another quick break on MILB-TV and Bally Live. Top of the seventh inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Greenville 1, Aberdeen nothing. Left-hander Jacob Hernandez is the new pitcher for the Ironbirds. He gets Andy Lugo, Juan Montero, and Framy DeLeon. First pitch of the inning misses low to Lugo. Count is 1-0. Hernandez is on a minor league rehab assignment here in Aberdeen. This is his third appearance on the rehab stint. 2 2/3 scoreless innings so far with 4 strikeouts and no walks, just 2 hits allowed. 1-0 pitch from the lefty Hernandez. Sent in the air to shallow right field. Who wants it? Nobody can get there. It bounces in front of Sosa, goes into foul ground. Estrada picks it up, throws into second, but it's late, and it's a leadoff double for Andy Lugo. The drive grabbed the game's first run in the top of the sixth. They loaded the bases with 2 outs, and then a 4-pitch walk to Hudson White with the bases loaded brought home the game's first and only run to this point. And that's the difference. Hernandez with a long pause. Now he comes set. A look at second. A second look at second. Short leg kick pitch to the plate is in for a strike. Counts 0-1. Hernandez spent all of 2022 and 2023 with AAA Lehigh Valley in the Phillies organization. Really good numbers last year, 3.52 ERA and 19 appearances out of the pen. Next pitch, half-hearted check swing. The home plate umpire, Brian DeBrower, said that Hernandez went around. And the count is 0-2. So Montero steps out, and he'll regroup. The Orioles just recently picked up Hernandez. They signed him to a minor league contract in the offseason. So only his first year in the organization. But he spent most of the year on the 60-day IL up until his rehab appearance started at the beginning of August. Pitch squirts away from Willems, but the runner at second, Lugo, didn't read it right away, and he stays put at second. So that's big to keep the runner at second right there. Hernandez looking to bear down. Birds playing Montero to pull. Pitch misses high. Counts 2-2. Lugo with a bloop double to open the inning. Montero so far tonight is 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Keeping an eye on the runner at second. 2-2 from Hernandez. That's high. Hernandez is a big guy, listed at 6'4", 260. So an imposing presence out on the mound, and he's got some really nice hair. He's got the flow going. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grounded foul up the third baseline. Count stays full. So, I mean, this is an interesting piece that the Orioles picked up in the offseason, and it never hurts to have more pitching. So you get a depth arm who the Orioles hope will be able to fill a role at AAA when he's finished with this rehab assignment. 3-2 again, swing and a miss. Ball gets away from Willems. It's at his feet. He picks it up, throws to first. Runner heads to third. So a strikeout and a 2-3 putout. But Greenville will take that as Lugo advances to third. And that will be advancing on the throw. That brings up Framy DeLeon. He's 0-2. Birds bring the infield in all the way around, already down 1-0, top of the seventh. Only one out in the inning. Next pitch from Hernandez. Slow grounder to third. Vasquez has it. Throws a bullet home. The tag from Willems is in time. Well executed by the Birds as they cut down a run at the plate. 5-2 on the putout. Jalen Vasquez set his feet, threw a strike to Willems, and Creed applied the tag in plenty of time. So a fielder's choice putout for the second out. Lugo cut down trying to score. And now with 2 outs and a runner at first, Back to the top of the order for Mikey Romero. Big play in this game right now to keep the score 1-0. Mordan holding on the runner at first, short lead. Left on left, first pitch from Hernandez to Romero, misses low, counts 1-0. Just 5 combined hits between the two teams in this game. Long pause from Hernandez, 1-0 outside. And Willems just lost the handle on that baseball as he tried to throw it back to Hernandez, either that or a snap throw to first. He just lost it out of the hand, and it went over towards the first base dugout. Oh, and a hit off of the bat of Romero. I mean, you see weird stuff in the minor leagues all the time like this. I mean, not surprised. So a runner at second with 2 down. And now another attempt at an insurance run for the drive. Another man in scoring position. Hernandez is set out at second. 2-0 pitch off the plate. It's 3-0. Well, if Romero reaches, Will Turner will get a shot. That's high, ball 4. That's Hernandez's first walk. He's been a little wild, though. I mean, you can almost say it's effectively wild. But right there, another free pass. And that's been the issue for the Ironbirds tonight. Now Ironbirds pitching coach Jordy Henry will head out to chat with Hernandez. But between Fruit, Beck, and Hernandez, the Ironbirds have walked 7 batters tonight. Not an ideal number, but they've also only allowed 2 hits. So, I mean, if they were, you know, if there's 6-7 hits on the board along with those 7 walks, I mean, then this game may be 5-6-7-0. But because they've limited the hits and the big blow offensively for Greenville, that's why it's a 1-0 game. So Jordy will talk things over with the battery mates. Played a pregame interview with Jordy yesterday before the game. I mean, this is a guy who just has so much insight and knowledge about pitching. It's fun to chat. And, like, you know, throughout my baseball career, I was a position player. Didn't really pitch much past Little League. So what I know about the game, I mean, I know more about the position player side than the pitching side. So hearing Jordy talk about the game, it's just really fun, and I learn something every time I talk to him. Same for when I talk to last year's Ironbirds pitching coach, Austin Miney, who's with AA Bowie now. I mean, there is so much to learn and know. The way the game has changed with all the technology and data. Count to 0-1 on Will Turner, first and second, 2 outs. Fastball in for a strike, 0-2. More bullpen action for the Ironbirds. It looks like right-hander Preston Johnson is out there. Just activated off the IL. 0-2. Flipped in the air, shallow left field. Arias is out, and the shortstop, it goes over his glove. And now no one's covering third, so it allows Romero to go first to third. A run is in to score. Framy De Leon is in. And the drive now leads it 2-0. Well, Arias had a beat on it. It was his ball. It was a tough play with Vasquez going out there as well. But that one just dropped in there. It looks like that'll go down as an E6. So 2-0 Greenville as that blooper fell. And now first and third with 2 down for Miguel Blaise. Pitch missed somewhere. Looked good. They called a ball. Well, they call it a single. So that's a base hit for Turner. Give him an RBI. So he's reached base safely in each of his last 3 plate appearances. 1-0 pitch to Blaise. Fouls it back 1-1. Drive 2, Ironbirds nothing. The Ironbirds are down to their final 9 outs. And they know they got to get something going offensively. Tough inning for Hernandez. Here's the 1-1. Slowly hit chopper out to short. Arias has that one. Off-balance throw to first. It's in time, and the inning is over. Well, Hernandez limits the damage, but the drive add another. A run on two hits and no errors and two men left on. 2-0 drive after 6.5. Time to stretch here in Aberdeen. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh after this on MILB-TV and Bally Live. Bottom of the seventh inning here in Aberdeen. Birds down 2-0 in game two of this six-game series. Shortstop Leandro Arias leads things off, and he takes a first-pitch strike from Isaac Stebbins. Stebbins fired a scoreless sixth inning in relief of Yordani Monegro. Couple of strikeouts for him in that inning. Drive grabbed an insurance run in the top of the seventh, and now Arias swings over an 0-1. Big cut there. It's 0-2. Birds need to get something going offensively. Three hits, two singles, and a double tonight. That is it. Some work to do, an uphill battle in what has been a really well-played pitcher's duel on both sides. Arias slaps one foul into the third base dugout off the netting. Count stays 0-2. A defensive swing there to stay alive. Talking about the seven walks that the Ironbirds pitching staff has issued tonight. Just two walks for the Greenville pitching staff. Now time is called. Arias tried to throw his elbow guard off because it just wasn't staying on right and tossed it away, but the home plate umpire was like, nah, bro, you can't do that. Said, can't have that in the field of play. So called for time. Now he puts it back on. Now we'll do the 0-2 at least one more time. Here it is outside. So it's 1-2. Birds need base runners. That's what it comes down to. It's not like they've had a ton tonight. They've only left five on base. They left two in scoring position in the fifth. And one in scoring position in the sixth. Arias takes low there. It's 2-2. Well, you get one man on, that brings the tying run up. And I think really that's all you can ask for in the late innings. 2-2, high and away. Game was scoreless until the top of the sixth inning when the drive got on the board with a bases loaded walk. A two-out bloop single to left got them their second run. 3-2 outside, ball four from 0-2 to a walk. That's a really strong plate appearance from Leandro Arias. That brings the tying run up with no outs. And now the Birds can try to get something cooking. The power hitting Anudis Mordaunt steps to the dish. He is 0-2 in his high A debut tonight. After leading the Delmarva Shorebirds with 13 homers earlier this season. First pitch to Mordaunt. He takes a strike from Stebbins. Mordan spent his first two professional seasons in the Dominican Summer League, 2021 and 2022. Did some work with the bat, was also great behind the plate during those two DSL seasons. 0-1 in for a strike, 0-2. Mordan threw out 29 attempted base stealers in his two DSL seasons for a 38% caught stealing rate. Last year, he played 38 games in the FCL, then three with Delmarva to end the year. So his second season stateside this year. Now time called. Mordan steps out, takes a dry cut. O2 pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike three. A tough one there for Mordan. That pitch across the zone froze him. And it's one out now for Jalen Vasquez, the third baseman. Vasquez has made a couple of really nice plays at third base tonight. He's 0-for-1 with the bat. He has a walk and a stolen base. Pitch misses outside to Vasquez. That pitch misses upstairs. It's 2-0. All it takes is a couple of base runners, and then one hit really shakes things up. Vasquez up with Hodo on deck. Not your prototypical 8 and 9 hole hitters. 2-0, Vasquez rips one foul down the right field line into the seats. Just a little bit ahead of that one. I like that aggressive 2-0 cut. Then after Hodo, you go back to the top for Estrada, who's seeing it well. Ironbirds absolutely have a scoring opportunity right here. Arias with a short lead at first. 2-1. Vasquez takes a ball outside. It's 3-1. Trailing 2-0. The tying run is at the plate. Stevens to the plate, swinging a foul tip, and the count's full. Right now, the Birds need base runners. They don't need guys getting thrown out on the bases, but maybe, with 3-2 and one out here, they send Arias to try to shake things up, maybe stay out of a double play. Stevens set. 3-2, Vasquez fouls another one away. Arias did not go, so I don't think he will. Both teams into their bullpens now. Both starters went at least five. Yordani Monegro, 5 shutout innings for Greenville. Zach Fruit, 5 1/3 innings of one-run ball. The only run he allowed was an inherited runner that scored. 3-2 pitch again as Vasquez pops one up on the press box level, and that one was a little bit off to my right here in the broadcast booth, and I'm really proud of myself because normally I just duck out of the way. This time I leaned out of the way but protected my laptop as well. I mean, that is legitimate progress. We talk about, you know, getting 1% better every day. I think I'm doing that up here. Got to put the glove on this time. 3-2 on Vasquez. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up top, got him. That's a big punch out. Changes the entire inning right there. Big pitch there from Stevens. I mean, that is the priority when there is a foul ball headed towards the broadcast booth level. It's laptop first, then take care of yourself, and then everything else. And if these laptops weren't as expensive as they are, maybe you put yourself as the priority, but it just has to be this way. Pitch misses inside. I'll send my Venmo out there if anybody wants to start a fund for a potential new laptop if it's needed. But that's why you got to protect the expensive laptop first. That's the second time in the last few weeks that Vasquez has sent one up this way. 1-0 pitch to Hodo, misses inside, 2-0. Arias is still at first. He walked to open the inning. And then back-to-back strikeouts from Stevens. Well, now mid-AB, Greenville pitching coach Bob Kipper is out to chat with the battery mates Stevens and Montero. Kipper's been out there a lot the last couple nights. You don't see too many mound visits in the middle of an at-bat. But Kipper saw something that he wanted to talk about. He's out there to give Stevens a breather. Stevens last pitched on August 9th at Winston-Salem, a scoreless inning. Retired all three batters that he faced. He has not allowed a run since July 10th. His last six outings are scoreless. Hangs the leg over to the third base dugout, 2-0. Hodo sends one in the air to shallow right, Turner racing in, and he rounds it to make the catch in fair territory. Inning over. Well, Hodo got a piece, made it interesting, but the Birds come up empty here in the seventh. No runs on no hits. No errors, and one man left on. Seven in the books here in Aberdeen. Greenville still leads 2-0. We'll head to the eighth after another break on MILB-TV and Bally Live. Top of the eighth inning in Aberdeen, Greenville 2, Aberdeen nothing. Game 2 of this six-game series. The Birds took the opener last night 6-2. They led the entire way, but a different story tonight. Just three hits for the Ironbirds. Not much going offensively for either team. Just six combined hits in the game. And now here in the top of the eighth inning, right-hander Preston Johnson takes over. He gets 4-5-6, Lopez, White, and Ugueto. Good to see Preston back out there just off the IL today. Gets a swing and a miss on a fastball to start his night. So 0-1 on Lopez. Two short IL stints for Preston this year. And it's nice to see him back out there and that it was nothing major. 0-1 skipped in the dirt. 1-1. Preston went on the IL on June 18th, came off on June 29th. Then went on the IL again on August 1st. And then came off today. So just a quick two-week stint. Only missed a couple of outings. He last pitched on July 28th at Jersey Shore. 1-1. Check swing. Did he go around? Appeal. No swing. So 2-1 on Lopez. Johnson's last three outings are scoreless. He's riding a six-inning scoreless streak in which he's picked up eight strikeouts and only two walks, and he's allowed just three hits. 2-1, swing and a miss. Another big fastball there, and gets a whiff. Preston has pitched mostly out of the bullpen this year. 18 appearances, 4 starts. 66 strikeouts and 48 and two-thirds. That works. Looking for another one here. 2-2, just off the plate. Counts full. Striking out 12.2 batters per nine. He has some really good righty-lefty splits, almost equal numbers against both sides. 3-2, swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by Lopez, and he has out number one here in the eighth. So Johnson picks up the punch out. Can tell that he's back healthy. So talking about the lefty-righty splits, righty's hitting 236 against him, lefty's hitting 228. So it's always good when you see the numbers very close there in the opponent batting average and the opponent OPSs. First pitch swinging. White comes up empty, so Johnson racking up the whiffs. Johnson's best month of the season was June. Oh, one pitch. That's over for a strike as well, and he's filling it up. Birds down 2-0, top eight. In 10 innings in June, Johnson posted a 180 ERA with 12 strikeouts. He said it's been an adjustment going from pitching as a starter most of his career and to strict bullpen work this year. 0-2, swing and a miss. Back-to-back punch-outs for Preston Johnson. And he's got a chance for a 1-2-3 inning now. One of Preston's best outings this year, arguably his best in terms of the stuff that he had, was back on Friday, July 19th, when he threw two perfect innings in that Ironbirds combined no-hitter. He faced six batters. He got five of them on strikes. I mean, everything was working that night. Two up, two down in the eighth. First pitch misses inside to Miguel Ugueto, 1-0. And what was funny about Johnson appearing in that no-hitter is he didn't realize that there was a no-hitter going on before he came into the game, while he was in the game. And it took him until he came out of the game when he was going to go into the dugout to do his arm care, or to the clubhouse to do his arm care routine, that he noticed zero in the hit column for Wilmington. And he's like, I'll stick around in the dugout, do the arm care after the game. But I just think that's crazy. I mean, not crazy, but just pretty funny that he just had no idea it was a no-hitter going on. Maybe that's what helped him. 1-1, broken bat grounder back to Johnson, and underhand flip over to first, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 eighth inning for Preston Johnson. Two strikeouts and a ground out. He looks great, and it's great to see him back out there on the mound healthy. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Birds down to their final six outs, down two. Stay locked in on MILB TV and Bally Live. Right-hander Radis Sena is the new pitcher for the drive here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Birds trail the Greenville drive 2-0 as Sena, the third pitcher of the game for the drive, takes over. He gets the top of the Birds lineup, Estrada, Sosa, and Prado. First pitch to Aaron Estrada misses low. So we'll see what the Birds can do against Sena. Isaac Stevens, two shutout innings in relief of Yordani Monegro, who went five shutout. Aaron Estrada trying to start things up. Count is 2-0 on him. Estrada doubled home a run last night. Already has four RBIs at high A, and he's only been here a little over a week. This is his eighth game as an Ironbird. Led the Carolina League in hits before his promotion. He was the June Player of the Month in the Carolina League. And overall, one of the best players in the league, no doubt about it. 3-0, big cut there, and he came up empty. That's one where if he made contact, he would have been jogging around the bases. Three-one, ground ball to first base. Lopez has it on a couple of hops. Takes it to first base himself. And Estrada is retired, so he is 0-4. That brings up Tomas Sosa. Talking earlier about my conversation with Ironbirds fundamentals coach Charles Bolden before the game. Well, Tomas Sosa is a guy that Charles likes a lot. He said he is really excited to have Tomas here in Aberdeen, a guy who just wants to learn, wants to do everything he needs to get better. Takes a strike, counts 0-1. Birds down 2-0, home eighth. One out, no one on. Said he's a really coachable kid, and he's excited about what this kid's going to do in his career. Said he just looks like a big leaguer with his build and kind of the way he handles himself out on the field. So that's high praise from Charles. Right-hander Kyle Verbitsky warming up in the Ironbirds bullpen. It looks like Kyle will get the ninth. As Reina Seda regroups and gets ready for his 1-1 pitch. So he gets back on the mound. Sena, 23 years old, from the Dominican Republic. He has spent the entire year with Greenville. 3.74 ERA in 26 games. 1-1, swing and a miss at a changeup. It's 1-2 on Sosa. One, two, swing and a miss. That's a strikeout. The bat goes flying over towards the Birds on deck circle. And it's two up, two down for Sena. That's some straight cheese right there. Sosa is now 0-4. And that brings up Elio Prado. Top three in the Birds' order hitless tonight. Just three hits and three walks for the Birds offensively. That's it. Six men reaching tonight, six men left on base. First pitch to Prado, skips in the dirt. Count is 1-0. Encouraging night on the pitching side for the Ironbirds. Four arms combining to allow just two runs on three hits through eight innings. Sena ready. Pitch to Prado. Misses just a little bit off the plate. Counts 2-0. Prado takes a hack, and he fights one off foul. Prado working his way back from a thumb injury that kept him out for over a month. But he is healthy, good to go. He feels good. He told me he's feeling great right now. Monegro nods yes, has his sign. 2-1. So the count is 2-1 on Elio Prado. Reina Seda trying to get through a scoreless eighth inning. And trying to hold the 2-0 lead for the drive. Next pitch to Prado. That's high. Count runs full. Well, if Prado can find a way on, that'll make it interesting. Creed Willems looms on deck. And he has the potential to tie it. He's had some really good swings tonight, including a double. Can Prado find a way on? 3-2, swing and a miss, ball in the dirt. Oh, he got a piece. Sena thought that was the end of the inning, but Prado just barely got a piece, and I couldn't tell from my view up here, but the home plate umpire, Brian DeBrower, was all over it. So, I mean, Sena and I were both on the same page. We thought it was the end of the inning. That's a great job by Prado to make contact there, and now he grounds one to the left side, and it eats up the shortstop, Romero. Off-balance throw to first is late, and Prado is safe. That's the fourth error of the night for the drive, and that's a potentially massive error. It would have ended the inning if the play was made, but Prado is safe at first base, and that brings up Creed Willems representing the tying run. And he's hearing it from the crowd. The Creed chants are back. This is a big opportunity for the Birds to have the inning continue. Sena looks at first. The pitch to Willems. Gets one up in the air to deep right field. Turner is back at the wall. He leaps, and that ball is gone. Oh, did he catch it? He caught it. Wow. Will Turner took that one away. He just robbed Creed Willems of a game-tying homer here in Aberdeen. And Willems is waiting at second base. I think he's going to tip his cap to Turner there. But, man, what a catch by Will Turner to take that baseball away. I mean, that was inches away from tying this game. And right on cue, I said he could tie it with one swing. I took a gamble there. I went with the home run call. It didn't work out. Will Turner made the catch. And the Birds are down 2-0 still. We'll go to the top of the ninth. Let you know what the situation is when we come back. Stay locked in on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. Creed Willems robbed of a potential game-tying homer, at least extra base hits and an RBI to end the bottom of the eighth inning. A deep drive to right that Will Turner made a leaping grab on. And now in the top of the ninth, right-hander Kyle Verbitsky takes over. First pitch misses low to Andy Lugo. It's Lugo, Montero, and De Leon. 2-0 Greenville. But with one swing, Willems almost tied this game. 1-0, fought off. It's 1-1. And I don't have the benefit of replay here in the booth. And so I'm just calling that with the naked eye. It looked like Turner's glove went over that wall in right field. And the reason I say that is because I didn't see his glove. I thought the ball was over the wall and gone. 1-1 popped up right side of the diamond. Estrada makes the catch. So a quick out number one for Verbitsky here in the ninth. I'll have to go back after the game and see if that ball would have gotten over. It looked to me like it would have. So based off that, it would have tied the game. And, of course, if it wasn't going to get out and it would have hit off the top of the wall, then that's probably an RBI double and it would have made it a 2-1 game. But either way, an incredible catch by Will Turner in right field. The awareness of the wall, hot shot pass, Mordan into right field. There's a base hit for Montero. But to make that catch at one of the deeper parts of the park, and, I mean, Creed Willems had to be stunned. He stood out at second base and said something to Turner as he jogged in from the outfield. And nothing bad. I mean, I'm sure he's just joking around with him, saying, like, man, you couldn't let me have that one, something like that. But that is one of the biggest plays in this game. Maybe the biggest. Verbitsky looking to throw up a zero here in the top of the ninth and give the Birds a chance to even things up or win in the bottom half. Swing and a miss there. As De Leon is way behind. Double play ball gets him out of the inning. Next pitch from Kyle, ripped into the right field corner. That's down for a hit. Montero's heading for third. Sosa gets it in quickly, and it is a stand-up double for Framy De Leon. So second and third for the drive. And now back to the top of the order. For Mikey Romero, the Birds will have to bring the infield in to try to cut off this run, down 2-0. Verbitsky has some really good numbers with the Ironbirds this season. In 19 games out of the bullpen, Kyle has posted a 2.15 ERA, 36 Ks in 29 and a third. He's only walked 6 batters. First pitch misses a little bit off the plate to Romero. Counts 1-0. I talked about this in a player spotlight on the air show before yesterday's game, but I'll mention it again. But Kyle has been on an absolute tear on the mound lately. 1-0, swing and a miss. Good pitch there. The streak ended last Saturday against the drive in Greenville, but from June 5th through August 4th, Verbitsky went 23 straight full innings without allowing a walk. That is elite. That is really hard to do, especially in today's game. 1-1, flip foul out of play, third base side, 1-2. With as hard as guys throw and with the breaking stuff moving all over the place, with as good as hitters are, to go 23 innings in a row without a walk, that's a testament to the work that Kyle has put in this year and just getting the baseball and throwing strikes. He had a 1.57 ERA and an 0.65 whip in that 15-game stretch, and he struck out 29 batters. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Willems keeps it close. It's 2-2. And I tweeted about that yesterday. Kyle quoted the tweet and said, "Get ahead, stay ahead." And, I mean, that's really it. We saw it with Zach Fruit starting the game tonight. Strike one made such a big difference. Infield stays in. Here's the 2-2, fouled away over towards the first base dugout. Oh, a nice grab by somebody in that Ironbirds dugout. Might have been Noelberth Romero sitting on that top step, a reaching grab. Field your position even when you're in the dugout. Flips it to a fan, so there's a souvenir. Second and third, one out, Birds down two. Verbitsky set. 2-2 pitch off the end of the bat, grounded foul up the third base line. We'll do it again. Well, time is out as I had to wait to get that ball off the field of play. Jalen Vasquez retrieved it. He's back at his position over at third base. Infield stays in. Another big pitch coming from Verbitsky, trying to work around in this jam. 2-2 again. Fly ball to straightaway center. That's deep. Hodo ranges back. Still going. He's at the wall. It hits off of the wall. Hodo crashes into it. Picks it up quickly. One run is in. Here comes a second. Throw to the plate is a little bit late. And two more runs are in for the drive. It's a two-run double for Mikey Romero. And it's now 4-0. Well, that ball was crushed to straightaway center. Hodo tracked it well and then kind of ran out of room. It was a little bit over his head. But Greenville doubles its lead. That's some important breathing room going to the bottom of the ninth inning. This is an Ironbirds team that just does not quit. And a 4-0 lead will be much harder to come back from than a 2-0 lead. Don't put it past these Birds, though. So a runner at second with one out. 1-0 is in for a strike. It's 1-1. So four runs on six hits and four errors for Greenville. No runs on three hits and two errors for Aberdeen. Tough one tonight for the Birds. Still some baseball left to be played. 1-1, fouled off. Verbitsky spent all of last year with the Ironbirds. He posted a 3.83 ERA. 25 games, 15 starts. 103 and a third innings of work, second straight year that he reached the 100-inning mark. Will not get there this year as he's pitched exclusively out of the bullpen, but he's done a great job at it. 1-2, grounded up the first baseline. Verbitsky picks it up, underhand flip to first, and it's in time for the second out. Nice job by Kyle to get off the mound and field his position. Romero moves up to third. So here's Miguel Blase, who is batting for the fifth time tonight. He is 0 for 4. Verbitsky hangs the leg towards third base. First pitch, fastball in for a strike. Kyle was a guest on Glenn Clark Radio this morning. And I haven't had a chance to listen to the full interview yet, but every interview Kyle does is good. I mean, this is a guy who can just talk to anybody about anything. 0-1, tied him up inside. Good fastball. Seeing Kyle rock the high Sox look a lot this year. Did not see him do that last year. I mean, maybe he's just tapping into a new persona as a reliever now. No balls and two strikes on Blase. Kyle's next pitch got him. A strikeout for Verbitsky to end the ninth inning. He allows two runs on three hits, but limits the damage. We'll head to the bottom of the ninth. Birds down 4-0. Need some offense to keep this thing going. Stay locked in on MILB TV and Bally Live. Bottom of the ninth inning here in Aberdeen. Greenville 4, Aberdeen nothing. The Ironbirds have just three hits and three walks tonight, only six base runners. And now they'll look to get something going against Reynis Sena, who is back out there for another inning. Sena, the third pitcher of the night for the drive, and they'll look to complete this game using just three arms. The Ironbirds, meanwhile, have used five. Two big insurance runs for Greenville in the top of the inning. First pitch to Jake Cunningham is in for a strike. Cunningham, Arias, and Mordan. Drive out hitting the Birds 6-3. Part of the reason why the drive have four runs is because of the walks that the Ironbirds pitching staff has issued tonight. Seven of them. 0-1 over foul towards the first base dugout. Ricochets back out to the mound. Sane is going to get a new baseball. Tough night offensively for these Ironbirds. Pitching has kept them in it, but just not much going on at the plate. 0-2 pitch, called strike three, and Saina paints the outside corner. So that's his second punch out. The Ironbirds have struck out 13 times tonight. Credit this Greenville pitching staff for missing bats and getting those called strikes as well. Here's Leandro Arias. A single and a walk. He's reached base safely four times in his first two games at High A. Swing and a miss there. And what I found really impressive was that he was down in the count 0-2 in the seventh inning and worked a walk. Oh, one. That's in there for a strike as well. So Saina is just in there pumping strikes. And the Birds will need three base runners to bring that tying run to the plate. Two-strike pitch outside. Well, Ironbirds fans, we're back at it tomorrow for game three of this series. Unless there's a big rally from the Birds here, as there's a swing and a miss from Arias, makes it two out to the ninth, then Greenville even up this series at a game apiece. So two strikeouts for Saina here in the ninth. Two gone and no one on. Here is Anudis Mordaunt. Takes a first pitch ball. Looked good, but called a ball. Birds down 4-0 in the home half of the inning. Down to their final out. Next pitch, swing and a miss. One-one, fastball inside corner for a strike. Now it's 1-2. This is a save situation for Saina, although it's 4-0 right now. When he entered the game, it was 2-0. So he can pick up the save, 1-2 inside. It's up to Mordaunt to keep this thing going. In his High A debut, can he find a way on? Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Saina is ready. Next pitch, fought off behind home plate. It's still 2-2. Mordaunt's hanging tough. We'll do the 2-2 again, see what he can do with it. Here it is, swinging a foul tip into Montero's glove, and the game is over. Reyes Saina strikes out the side in order in the bottom of the ninth, and the Greenville drive even up this series at a game apiece with a 4-0 win tonight in the Dean. Tough game overall for the Ironbirds offensively. The pitching kept them in it, but Greenville's pitching was just a little bit better. We'll get you some final totals in this one, but first we'll let you know what went down in this game. Well, the game was scoreless into the top of the sixth inning when the Greenville drive worked four walks. A bases-loaded walk forced in the first run of the game, which turned out to be the winning run. The drive added another run in the seventh, two more in the ninth. The Ironbirds, meanwhile, had just six base runners all night, three hits and three walks. The three hits, Leandro Arias, a single in the second, and then after that, it was Creed Willems with a double in the sixth inning, and Doug Hodo had a single in the third. So that's all the Birds did offensively. On the pitching side, five pitchers combined to allow just four runs, and I say just four runs. It was only two runs until the ninth inning, and without a couple of walks, then it might have been even closer. Zach Fruit was really good. He became the third Ironbirds pitcher to go at least 5 1/3 innings this year. He gave up just one run on one hit. Had six strikeouts and three walks. Jared Beck, Jacob Hernandez, Preston Johnson, and Kyle Verbitsky pitched after him. And that is how things went down tonight. The Birds picked up two stolen bases to set a new single-season team stolen base record in minor league baseball in the StatCast era. So since 2015, the StatCast era, no minor league team has had more stolen bases than the Aberdeen Ironbirds, sitting at 314. They passed the 2017 Lancaster Jethawks, who had 313 in the regular season. The Birds did it in 30 less games, blowing by that record, and they'll look to continue to add to it as they go for even more. Well, that was fun as the Birds picked up some stolen base history tonight. They will look to add to it as the season goes on. Still a lot of baseball left to be played. Birds drop this one. We'll get you the final totals. With the win, the Drive improved to 51-59 overall, 25-20 in the second half. Aberdeen drops to 57-53 overall, 23-21 in the second half. 4 runs on 6 hits, 4 errors for Greenville, no runs on 3 hits, 2 errors for Aberdeen. Your Donnie Menegro picks up the win with 5 shutout innings, 4-2 on the season. Zach Fruit, a hard luck loss. He was really good. He drops to 2-4. Radis Sena picks up his 2nd save of the year with 2 scoreless innings. Game was played in 2 hours and 39 minutes in front of 1,377 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. That'll do it for another fun night here in Aberdeen. It's always more fun when the Birds put one in the win column, but these games are all fun to broadcast anyway. Thanks to everyone who tuned in. Thanks for flying with me, as always. We'll be back tomorrow for Game 3. I'll be on air at 6:40 for the air show, and then first pitch at 7:05 Eastern for Game 3 of this 6-game series. Birds at home for 3 of the final 4 weeks of the season, Ironbirds fans, so you'll hear a lot of me over the next month. Birds in a playoff race, so keep the faith, and we'll see if the Birds can get back in the win column tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. Birds lose 4-0, looking to win tomorrow's game